Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, I think. Because according to the way my morning is starting, I don't know where I am, what tools I'm supposed to use for the show, and where the hell did you get those Kentucky Blue headphones, Nikki, on a day like this?
Mm-hmm. They're my dad's.
Don't turn him into BBN Bob.
In the least surprising turn of events possible, Nikki V decided to go icy blue Kentucky Wildcat.
This isn't blue.
BBN headphones.
This has a logo on the side.
Go figure. And has
this is cornflower
and
blue.
Has the new bird
it's
on bird Kentucky's thing.
Well, How I Met Your Mother.
Facebook blue.
Okay, well, whatever.
Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's good to be in here, man.
Is it?
It always is. It's a Friday. Thank you, Nick.
I don't want to throw you off, Steve. Let me preface this whole show with an entire apology.
Okay.
I left one cord.
Okay, because you seem to be looking.
At home. If you were expecting YouTube at the beginning of the show, because I left this cord at home, I do not think there will be a YouTube. But I am looking at an opportunity that I may be able to rig with a spare auxiliary cord that I'll be working on. I will be efforting while Steve and Nikki tap dance for me for a little bit.
Well, I don't have.
Shall we tap dance?
I don't have to do a ton of tap dancing because it's a Friday and there's a ton to talk about. Obviously, some news coming out yesterday. We'll get to on the basketball front. We're now 1 week away from probably the biggest recruiting weekend in Louisville football history. So that's going to be exciting. I know a lot of people. I talked to somebody yesterday. They were like, "Are you going to the track?" Recruits are going to be at the track next week. So it's like, might have to slip a little bit of that in. So we'll see. But, yeah, no, it's good times, man, right now. It's exciting. I don't know why Blanket Baker sounds like Eeyore. Somebody asked me that. I'm like, I don't know. I tried to pep him up yesterday.
Is this like, is he stressed out with his new arrival coming or something?
I just don't know.
Because maybe you, like, I think I remember you, Steve, hitting a little stressed window or something. when your new arrival is on the way?
And that could be. It could be. I'm like, listen, I don't know. I'm like, good things are happening.
I don't even know this Blake and Baker, man. It just, I mean, when was the last time a 4-5 star was on the docket and it turned into,
I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, when was the last time you had
over
like,
the last listen.
Imani Bates on deck, Brandon Huntley Hatfield on deck, Kenny Payne.
Ethan and I for 6 hours tried to, I listened to Ethan this morning too, tried to like, hey man, like things are pretty good. Like,
yes, overall seems like a great situation.
Yeah, look, seems like things are going pretty well, man. And it's like, well, I don't know. It's like, okay, well, all right. But anyways, so we'll
okay,
see.
Nikki, I need you to talk for a couple of seconds so I can see if it's a register.
Oh, okay. Well, happy Friday, everybody. Last night I got to hang out with a ESPN Louisville Hall of Famer. My boy Brian Hall.
And, hey, B Hall.
Yeah,
it's good, B Hall.
Was hanging out with B Hall, his lovely girl
he's
Nicole.
Setting you up for the, he's fattening you up for the kill. You know that, right?
Maybe.
That's exactly what he's doing.
We met our new dog walker, Megan. Is Louisville dog walkers, and then
Megan, cool.
Megan's cool. She's going to play on the kickball team if we
really?
Get it started. Yeah, that's how cool she was.
Well, that didn't take long. Is she good?
She had D1 offers. So, Yeah, I'm sure she'll be fine.
Megan's in.
Yeah.
We have, because I went and got me a ringer that I'm bringing to the team. Nick, by the way, people don't know, we're starting a kickball team.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I was looking up some stats about Josh Alexander, the Impact Wrestling Champion, because he's going to hopefully join us later.
Are y'all going to be more stringent about who you recruit in this league?
Yeah, because the kickball team, we don't have it's co-ed, so I don't know if it's a 5-5 split, or, I mean, that can play. You can have a few more. I mean, we can sub in and out.
Right.
You know? I mean, if it's 5-5, you probably want 12, 13. Nick and I have beautiful significant others. Mm. According to just going by what Nick says, I think he's in the same. Like, my significant other is not really a kickball player.
4 female minimum, by the way, the league says.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Charity's not exactly Miss Kickball, right? You know? So. She don't mind if I don't play her.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanette's already told Nick, like, I'll be a sub if y'all, you know.
Right.
Yeah. She likes to be part of the front office.
Okay. This is not going to lead to family.
No.
It's not going to lead to family discussions.
No.
I think you prefer
Jeanette's delegation's good at the front office, too.
Okay.
Yes. So we, at this
She's
point,
built for it.
we have two. My friend Maria and Megan now, two girls who, I mean, I know Maria is coming in with me, who played Division One or not Division One, but she played Spalding, full scholarship, women's basketball.
Yeah.
She plays kickball now in another league.
That'll do.
Naturally.
She's good. Yep. Yeah. Megan, sounds like Megan's good, so we have two. We're taking apps. For men and women,
but you are being a little more selective.
Very selective, and we're doing.
Are you
going to
check? Are you going to check availability? Are you going to ask for give me your schedule? I need to know
because like we're taking this one because I think we're softball. We're like we have fun.
Yeah,
I think we got potential in kickball to be pretty good.
At least off the jump. Like the gas bags is, you know, we're an expansion franchise. We had some growing pains. You know, we're starting to get it together now. I think kickball, give us 2 games and we'll be in there punching.
So listen, if you're male or female,
or
and you're like,
you identify.
No, I'm
non-binary. As long as you can kick. Sorry.
Actually, we might be able to use that to our advantage.
That's what I'm saying.
Hang on.
That's what I'm saying.
Time out.
Oh,
we're
going
to talk about this after the show.
Hear me out.
Because when I walk up in there with my squad and I'm like...
That wasn't Woke EV. That was Nikki Steinbrenner thinking right there.
Of course, though. Yes, we accept everybody on the kickball team. But it's Jack... You're not playing kickball. Tell him no.
Jack said he's in.
Is he asking about the kickball team?
Jack, you're in on the kickball, right?
Yeah,
if we play
kickball. I'll play kickball. It's okay. been, I don't think I've played since elementary school, but I'd love to play.
Okay, yeah, then you're out.
See, saying I'll play. Listen, saying I'll play, that's like saying, hey, I'll play boxing. Like, no, yeah, this is serious.
Yeah,
listen.
You
don't play boxing. Yeah,
nobody plays boxing. Not,
I mean, I'm fine kicking ninth, whatever
okay.
it is.
Okay, we'll see. Well, you can, hey, you can submit an application just like everyone else.
And due diligence
I'm
will
taking
be done.
The same stance I did with the softball when it originally started in terms of I have no idea how good I'll be. Don't count on me to be one of your best players, but I would love to play and be a part of it.
This money's good with me.
Yeah. Listen, and Jack did end up being pretty good at
Jack
softball.
Still has the best batting average on the team.
Yeah. He does a good
I'm
job.
Not buttering him up. Like, he legitimately is batting like 750.
I'm just saying, Nick and I, this is something Nick and I are putting together. And listen, we're not doing it under the blanket, so we're being very selective with who we take. So you can, we're taking applications, and we need some speed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, not everybody, but we do need some speed. So if you, Marcus?
I'm listening.
Do you have any friends? Would Reese play?
Yeah, we're basically just asking for Reese.
First of all,
let's not stand on precedent.
First of all, get Nolan to play.
My women are stallions, and the men, y'all would disqualify them for. I'll bring Alex Poitras up here.
Yeah, that'll do.
Boom.
That'll work.
1-0. Boom.
Oh, okay.
2-0.
Yeah.
Boom. 4-5-6.
My God. Texture says I miss Brian Hall.
I played kickball for 5 years.
Up
where
next,
do I
Jalen
apply?
Jalen Reeves Maven. Boom.
I mean,
our team would be massive.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Just all my ringers come in town. Just come on, let's get it on.
How many we need for the run rule?
By the way, you were going to enjoy the Boondocks episode of Kickball.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was one of my favorite ones.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to watch it because I haven't watched that one yet. We already got one. Texas says, I played kickball for the past 5 years. Where do I sign up?
Boom.
We'll talk.
Nick V at ESPNLevel.com.
We'll talk. Listen, we need a picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we
specifically
need,
your thighs.
And we need some prereqs. And we're going to fill out a team.
At least two references.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, just
Nick V at ESPNLouisville.com. Send, if you want to play with us, send a picture of you. And like
does
I said.
Does it have to be an action photo?
No.
Preferably.
You should have an action photo somewhere.
I'm just
if you play within the last 5 years.
If you're female, please make it tasteful so Jeanette doesn't beat me with a toaster.
Yes. Please be tasteful.
Or, Nikki, use this as an opportunity to establish some battlegrounds. Jeanette's going to be around here for a while. Nikki.
Hopefully.
Listen, you're on the incline. Let's just start treating her like it is. She's lucky to have you. She's peaked. You're just getting started.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of underwear thrown my way. So, she's going to have to get used to this.
So, yeah, right. So, Nikki, today, now is the time to start. Just say, hey, woman, battlegrounds, the lines here. Don't touch it. Boom.
I like it.
How comfortable are your guys' couches? Just wondering.
You're always welcome.
Hey.
You're always welcome. Let's see real quick. Let me go down the text line and then we'll get to the news of the topic deal.
Du jour.
Hey, I see what you did there. Yeah. Reese kicks doors so he can kick a ball. Y'all should find some former soccer players.
Oh, Paolo De Piccolo, if you're listening, homie.
Listen, one of the most humbling experiences in my life is a soccer player that I dated here, right? And I'm telling you, the way she looked at me, I was like, I break your leg like
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
The way she said it, I was like, you know, you look in somebody's eyes, at first you like wonder if they're joking, and just how dismissive she was. She was just like, I'll break your leg like it's nothing. I was like, huh.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It was just kind of like a, you know, if I could juggle, you know, if I could juggle around you and do this, yeah, just break your leg. You sound like you've done that before. Yeah. What's your girl's name? Bone Collector.
Yes.
What's her name?
Yes.
Out here breaking everybody's arms.
Ronda Rousey.
She wasn't a Bone Collector.
Oh, no, no.
It was another chick.
She's awesome, though.
She's awesome.
I don't know.
Nunez? Was it Amanda Nunez?
Who's the Bone
Amanda
Collector? Nunez? Female UFC fighter, please.
Cyborg?
No, I think she beat up the Bone Collector. Just dotted her in the eye.
Rummage just Rooney Rule Jack.
That's funny.
Kind of did.
That's funny. You got to have at least two guys from the studio.
Somebody said, dang, I wish I was still in the Ville. I'd be putting my application in now. Another We Miss Brian Hall. That's starting to get hurtful.
Yeah, you get two more of those, and then I get pouty.
Boom. Mark is trying to get Nick smothered in his sleep. Somebody said, I can't wait to hear Pops Valvano's critique of Rummage playing kickball.
I bet he won't criticize Jeanette.
I know.
Yeah.
There's been some awkward dinners already.
Yeah, Pops. Look, you like to call it down the middle, call it how it is. Tell when Jeanette sucks. Go ahead and tell it. Yeah, hey, just terrible. You know,
he's an equal opportunity hater. Like, that's, you know. Hey,
tell him go ahead and screw it up, Nikki.
Somebody said, so no large men allowed. No, that's not true.
Right,
it's
wrong.
Just we're meeting our quota with Nick and I.
Yeah.
We're already here.
We need some speed, man. We're telling you, me and Nick are not speed.
No.
Like, we only got like five, so that's six why spots
you,
for dudes.
So that's why you asked me if I had any, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to, but I
listen, that's why. You,
actually, you
to
wanna
the
know,
delegation.
I'll just say it on air. You want to know the honest to God's truth? That's what the joke I was going to make, but I had already made the other joke, and I was like, I think I've used up my limit for the day on the other. So no, it wasn't even delegation, just in general.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? You know what I mean. I know what you mean. Look, everybody knows what I mean. Marcus, do you have friends? And I cannot get on this air and be like, well, I've got five. Because D.L. Hughley said, he's like, you know the number of black friends you have, you're total racist.
You have count.
Yeah, like, because you
actually have
counted
count.
The number.
That means at some point you have been in the awkward position of having to determine the amount.
Texter says, when's tryouts?
The league starts Tuesday, so we're
league starts next
listen,
week.
Everybody has a cell phone. Have somebody roll you the ball.
So Nick and I have 3 days to put this together.
Go into Walmart. Get a kickball, get it to the end of the aisle, have somebody, and it just take one kick and blast it in the middle of the Walmart, and they'll judge trials.
Texter says Jack's probably better than Steve. That might be true, because Jack might be better than me. It's softball. I'll give him that, man.
Don't
Jack
hurt,
can play.
Listen, don't hurt your back.
Yeah.
Or you. Trying to blast.
You can get hurt. Honestly, though.
Oh, I'm a blast.
If you can't kick, all right. But you got to be able to field. Honestly, like that's if not more so important.
Yeah, because it's a regulation size kickball. I mean, it's awkward because it's a little bigger.
Yeah,
like, it's a real kickball.
Take two of your dodgeballs from high school and have them like squish them together.
Yeah.
This thing, yeah. So it's hefty.
Have you ever saw the
big ones? Yeah,
regulation size. So instead of being like this big, it's
about those
that
are bigger.
Big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a beach ball, but I'm Haley Van Lith. I mean, we could try. I don't.
I can text Nick Evans right
now. Yeah, I know, because you're supposed to have somebody in here for 6 weeks. So
hey, I've been trying.
I'm sure you're going to get somebody on the kickball team.
No. You say it right now. You say it right now, Nikki. Because I own the criticism, which is okay. Which is okay. Marcus, why don't you ever have any ladies stop by? Every single day.
Yeah. Well, because our producers told us for 10 weeks now. Oh, man, I'm talking to Nick Evans, man. Okay, all right.
Right.
So we don't need to do it, right?
Are you just name dropping
the entire
time?
I got it. Okay.
I'm literally messaging right now.
No, don't spend the actual. Okay, I'll wait till the show starts and then start reaching out.
I've reached out before. People weren't in town.
Angelina Jolie, is she good?
Oh.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to move on because we have Marcus for a limited time today. But continue if you want to put your apps in for the kickball team. It's on Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday, Elks Lodge, I believe, softball fields is where we're going to be playing.
So, Old Whips Road. There we go. I said Old Mips Road. Old Whips.
Whips Mill.
Whips. Old Whips Mill Road. Jeez.
And
right next to Joe's Older Than Dirt.
And afterwards, on Tuesday nights, we may go and
partake in libations.
Yeah, and hang out after the game. So feel free.
Tailgaters, to you.
God. Is that Reese? If it's Reese, cuss him out.
And then ask him to play on the kickball team.
It's Guntersville, Alabama.
I thought you were going to say Gunter Brewer.
I did too.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, Blanket Baker's going to be pissed. It'll be heated. Okay. News of the day.
I have a delegation member who says they want to play.
Interesting.
I'm not sharing.
Tell them to just sprint past this window.
Listen. And she's super thick.
That's the other thing. Do we? Is our team still the gas bags? Are we gas bags at Letico or team thick?
Oh, no. We can't be the gas bags.
I said she's super thick. Tell her.
Just stop.
Send a picture.
Move along. Move along. Okay. Moving right along. Anyways, I miss the days when Marcus used to use his phone to video record us. He would use his phone back in the old studio. And when I'd be sitting there doing the show, and I was like,
ooh, sorry, Steve.
I was like, Marcus,
I can't do anything about that.
We got a code. We got a code.
Code blue.
Yeah. So to Marcus's ladies' friends.
Why'd you say plural? I just say one.
Yeah. You could have. There's a couple we've met that we were like, yeah. Okay, so anyways, we'll get to that real quick. I'm going to run it down. Somebody says, Bickett need to come out of retirement. You need a roller. Ooh. Specialties are considered. Bickett, you might have to give us a ring. Count me in. Tailgate Jones will be Kickball Jones. I've got 2 years experience.
We literally have been talking nonstop about point guards for the last three weeks. A five-star point guard headed to Oregon we have a coach directly from the University of Oregon just entered the open market as a point guard.
He did.
And y'all are in here in 93.9 Studios talking about kickball.
I trust Kenny Payne.
I do too. That is a great comeback that you just used.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? He got it.
Because what is the surprise? What have you heard about this, Steve?
Heard about what?
Tell me everything you know about Dior Johnson.
Okay. Dior Johnson. This is a guy, obviously, he was committed to Syracuse, committed to Oregon. Decommits from Oregon yesterday.
Mm.
Not real happy with the situation there.
What do you mean?
Apparently, it was just one of those things where I think in recruiting, he was told may or may not have
a level of competition?
No, I'm saying may or may not have some firsthand knowledge of this.
Oh, okay.
Through our guys over there. So, you know, might have a plug, you know, a little bit here and there. So, it was not real happy with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Was told the situation he was coming into.
Basically, so, the situation changed or he changed?
The situation changed.
Okay. I mean, do we give passes in this world nowadays if the situation changes and that influences a guy to change their mind, right? We do factor that, right?
Yes, yes. And it's one of those things where essentially, what's going on here?
I have no idea.
Oh, just a listener wanted me to throw that past you guys.
Thank you, Nick.
Producing.
Okay, let me get back to this.
Because that was so important.
So Dior Johnson's going to Oregon. He's basically, it's a spot where there's an open spot. He's going to play point guard. Oregon kind of tells him, hey, we got you. You're going to get the rock. Everything's, you know, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what most freshman point guard want.
All point guards, basically.
Oregon then signs two transfer guards, and they're starting all Pac-12 point guard. At the last day.
On the last day.
I think even surprises the Oregon staff.
Oh.
And says, he's coming back.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, D Theodore Johnson decides, hey, I've got a last minute decision here to make. I don't think Dior signed like papers like where he so he can leave. Dior Johnson,
which means he hadn't started school.
Now let me say this. I'm gonna say it. I don't believe this is something that people just found out about. Okay.
Wait, no, say that again, because I want to hear your tone through the radio.
I don't believe that this is something that people just found out about yesterday.
Mm.
So, Dior Johnson's been unhappy for a couple weeks.
So, antennas may or may not have been up.
Yeah, because the draft deadline happened a couple weeks ago, you know. So, he pulls out of the Oregon commitment. This is a kid out of California. He pulls out of his Oregon commitment. He's back on the market. Pro is an option for him. And one I think you have to fend off to an extent. But let's just put it this way. He's aware of the situation at Louisville. And Louisville's aware of him.
Of his availability.
Mm. And there's a nice fit here. So, it'll be something to watch. I mean, it's what we talked about yesterday. I'm kind of operating under the assumption, and I know you hate when I do this, but I'm kind of operating under the assumption that Amani Bates is going to play here. And sometimes that bites me for counting my chickens, right? But when I talk about this team, I kind of talk about them with Amani Bates. And
do I?
I don't know if you love when I'm like, because
I don't know if I do it. Sometimes I do
it. I think you do it. You just hate how I say it sometimes. Because like when we're on the phone and I'm like, hey, bro, we're getting this guy. And you're like, dude, like anybody can come in at the last minute.
You know what it is, Steve? You know what it is? It's my delayed gratification. It's my waiting to open my gift.
Sure.
It's my wait till July to open my Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, okay, how about, Steve, that, you know what? That's me enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
I can do a couple of weeks of workouts without him.
Yeah.
And say, okay, this is the team I'm going to war with, right?
Yeah.
So then in July, if I open this gift out of nowhere, you know, in late June, I can get a chance to start over and rearrange my entire, you know, basketball team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, that's why I probably, when you say I hate when you do that, it's probably more of just, hey, enjoy the roster now.
You see, I agree, and I think I'm very much like, when me and you were on the phone, and I'm like, well, you know, and then you got Bates and this guy, and it's like, and I think you're a little more, you don't let yourself go as much as I do because you going through high-level recruiting. I mean, I got recruited, but not. I didn't do it the way you did it. When Tennessee brought me in, it was like, oh, and we got this kid from Kentucky coming in. Like,
just check us out.
Yeah. You like it? Okay.
I bet you do.
Like, it's awesome,
you
right?
Sent me the letter. I thought you wanted me.
But it's one of those things where I think you also are like, Steve, anything can happen in the last minute here. Monty Bates decided he wants to go play G League. It's over. G League's like, hey, over. We got 2.5 for you. Come play for Overtime Elite.
Gone.
He gone. You know, like, yeah. So I'm aware that can happen. But I'm just saying I do operate under, like, I still believe that that's pretty good chance that happens.
Do you think that affects the full court press of getting a point guard?
No.
Okay.
No, because this is what I was saying. It's obvious Louisville believes we need another point guard. It's obvious that Kenny Payne believes that. We said that yesterday. Nobody's ever said we don't need one. I say we can still operate and have a decent season without
one. Right.
Okay? I'm saying it's not just like, well, we're not going to make tournament, going to suck. You know, it's like, no, that's not the case. If we only land Amani Bates from here on out, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Are we in better shape if we get another guy that can handle the ball? I mean, yeah, yes.
Yes,
that way, right. If Ellis goes to Cameron Indoor, picks up two. No, I'm not doing the I word, but I mean, that's an obvious. But like, picks up two, then I can go, okay, well, I got this guy. You know? I definitely think it's a possibility. And reading some and seeing some some talk direct from the kid, he's definitely aware of Louisville.
What do you think about his game? Actually, let's take our commercial break, and I'll tell you what I think about his game. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I'm white. We bust on bad boys for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Let me remind everybody, as I listen to a heated Tupac, that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So here's the thing. Nikki played that music. That music was almost applicable to today's show.
Okay.
Now, Marcus has decided to be somewhat of a professional when it comes to a job at 93.9 The Ville. But some shots were fired this morning. I'm not 9 The Ville. And Marcus Maben and the fan base. I'll just call it the Midnight Family, okay? The Midnight Family. Let's just say there's a Louisville fan base.
Okay.
And then there's like the Midnight Family is like the 502 circle of the fan base.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree.
It's like, it's the collective.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The collective of doers. So, Nikki, speaking of the Midnight Family, the collectives, the fan collective.
The Midnight Collective. I like that. Yeah, the MC.
I have to ask you a question about etiquette. Okay, last night, the Midnight Family, Oregon, the topic Dior.
I figured out why you said that, That was really good.
I
was disappointed at myself. No, he was giving you credit.
I wasn't.
Trying to make eye contact.
He was. You were looking at him. You weren't giving me crap, Nick.
You weren't looking at me.
Steve, if you didn't know, is a glutton for credit. I don't know.
I got to have it. That's all I want. Just say my name.
A glutton for credit.
Say my name. That was good. Harmony.
So, Nikki, last night, the Dior conversation started to travel. Open market point guard. We may or may not have some inside, you know? I mean, it didn't have to be inside. It's natural to assume if you just got a coach from Oregon that he did some entertaining of that recruit at some point, right? Okay, so here's my question of etiquette. Last night, Midnight was lit, right? Marcus was lit and Midnight was lit, okay?
Oh, I get
you. They missed you last night.
I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't fall asleep. But let me just explain. The wife was off last night. The baby went to sleep at around 9:30.
Boom. There you go. So, Nikki, Midnight's lit. About 300 of us in there. Just go. You know, just having a good time, right? So, Nikki, and I say 300 because it was about 250. But there was a lot of people watching with their significant others. So it's safe to assume at 12 o'clock at night, if there's 12:30 at night, if there's 250 in the room, easily 300 watching, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's lit, right? I say, you know what? Collectives, let's go to work. I'm going to give it out again. I guess I'm basically taking away your answer because I'm going to do more of it. So if the etiquette is poor, it'll be too late. But this is what I did, Nikki, to the Midnight Crew. I said, hey, Midnight Collective, let's all go to our Twitters and type in 3 Dior Johnson. The number 3 Dior Johnson. One word. And put a little at symbol in front of it. And just talk about if you would, you know, what you would think as far as, you know, getting this recruit to consider a place like University of Louisville. So I'm sure around roughly West Coast time, 9:45 maybe, you know, when you're settling in. Let's just imagine if at 3 Dior Johnson, all of a sudden, I hope he doesn't have his phone on notifications.
By the way, the FedEx guy said he just saw Reese at the sack. He's out on kickball.
Damn. Yeah.
That's funny.
No, that guy's signing Reese to his kickball.
Yeah. Right.
We lost Reese.
You crafty bastard.
He's snaking.
Yeah. Well done, sir.
Okay, Nikki, let's just say.
Start ordering UPS.
Just say you're Dior Johnson in West Coast time at 9:45. All of a sudden, you turn into like the most tagged individual.
Bing, bing,
yeah, right,
bing, bing,
right,
bing,
right,
bing,
right.
Bing, bing, vibrate.
Were we out of line?
And justifies the means.
Or were we doing the Kenny Payne, he says he needs us, and I felt, you know, 300 tags in a couple of minutes would just give a little.
Just a little.
Say.
Just a little hey. It was a virtual head nod.
It was a virtual, you up?
Yeah, exactly, right, yeah.
So yeah.
Now you got to be careful. That. Like he might be on like a date or trying to sleep, and then he's gonna be like, you know what? Screw Louisville.
If he's on a date, what better than just, oh man, they just blowing me up, girl. Hold on, 1,700 notifications. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. My phone's just. I'm gonna cut it off, okay?
Or he's like, they're insane.
I'm there.
Yeah, I'm in.
Sold.
Okay, what do you think about him?
No, I think. Well, for one, I think that was a great move by you.
Yeah, I like it.
Us.
Yes,
the MCC, yeah. Man,
the collectives.
Because he is definitely a kid, like Imani Bates, that I think enjoys the attention.
Generational.
Yeah,
it's the new wave.
Yeah, I think he enjoys the attention, and I'm okay with that. But it is, it seems to be a perfect fit. You know, it really does. It seems to be. I mean, this is a kid who he's not going to be super insane athletic point guard,
right.
But it's a kid that can live in the paint. He can distribute the basketball. I mean, that's NBA loves him.
I wanted you to do that. I wanted you to do exactly that. I wanted you to say, listen. I wanted you to say he's not insanely athletic. I wanted you to do that, so I can say he has a first step.
Mm-hmm.
He is creative.
Yeah,
he has a first step.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very creative, which means if I can teach him to make the right decisions and keep his creativity, be strong with the basketball,
yeah,
we'll be able to move him right on in at whatever speed you want to go at.
Yeah, I think so.
So there's that. Ask me about him. I'll tell you what does Dior Johnson bring to the table, Marcus? Right? And those were attributes that I just gave.
Yeah.
To this table. You know what he is, Steve?
I'm listening.
He puts a personality in that locker room. He is it's the Cowboys where they use the wild stallion kind of thing. The mm-hmm. boom, he is a boom or bust creativity guy.
Yeah.
What I mean, he'll be your favorite player, and your friend will hate his guts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a I don't want to say Darius Perry, but he has a confidence with him that it's the Edgar Sosa. I can't believe you just shot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kentucky, pull up, shot is mine. Boom. This is Reese Gaines. You know what I'm saying? Just, I can't believe you just shot that. Bottoms.
Yes.
You know, he has that level of confidence and attitude.
Well, I also think it's...
He's a true point guard.
Yeah, and I think when you talk confidence, I think he's the type that he comes right in and he expects... I mean, you can hear the way he talks. Well, I guess I'm not allowed to say that, but... that he... I mean, he's like, no, I'm the best.
Right.
Like, yeah, so...
Yeah, keep in mind, at points, he was considered the best point guard of his class.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, so. Like, I mean, again, we talk to you all the time. You commit to Syracuse, you get bumped down. You commit to Oregon, you get bumped down.
Him and Kamari Lanz were committed to Syracuse at the same time, too.
Oh, so I don't know if there's... Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything... I'm sure they've communicated.
But, yeah, like, just so people know, you get stuck with that, you know?
Yeah.
Committing gets you ignored, gets you looked over.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's just something you have to, you know, tolerate.
No, yeah, but, I mean, you know, like I said, 6'3 point guard. I mean, the fit seems right. Seems right. So, I mean, it's hard to...
Because it seems like such a good fit, are we going to take away credit? I mean, he had to come here, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean there, it's like
there was nowhere else in the country he could go. So
I know.
Yeah, he came here out of pity, actually.
that's the only place he could go.
Yeah. I mean, literally,
that would take him.
Literally, no other school in Division I would take Dior Johnson.
But I mean, you know, I do think Louisville's going to make a call, and I think there'll be interest on his side too. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It would be nice.
Okay, this will be the last thing I kind of discuss with you. Okay, honestly, Steve, this is me. I listened to what Reese said the other day and said when he said, I don't care because it's culture-centric, not position, not player. I want to put a squad out there that's going to go harder. My eight guys are going to play harder and commit to their defense and all that, you know, and conditioning more than anybody.
Yeah.
Part of the sick Marcus in me, I like the failures. You know what I'm saying? I like the misfit. I like the I can't wait to chant, and we're doing this without a point guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know me. You know I enjoy the we're doing this without. You know this whole Kentucky thing. We're doing this with the cloud. We're doing this with, you know, with not having the full resources that y'all get away with. We actually have to take COVID test, and you know what I'm saying? We don't get to play by your same rules, and we're still wasting you.
Yeah.
I enjoy that in particular.
Nick was like, what?
He hasn't listened.
Are we doing this?
He hadn't listened to me the entire show until that came out. So
we do on, I didn't hear that either.
You want to do it on air, Nicky?
You said COVID test. He was like, huh?
I got it right here by me. We did.
Do you need one?
Can't hear you over the sound of me drafting kickball greatness. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, fair enough. Okay, is it going to take away your...
Nick, don't be adding people to... You're too nice. I shouldn't have put you in charge of it.
No, I don't know how to sign up. I'm bumping around the website. I'm like, where the hell's the link?
Okay. So you're screwing something up.
Yeah.
Is it going to take away from that we're doing it without a point guard attitude, or are you just like, I don't care?
I would rather do it with one. And
no, Steve, I want to go to the Final Four without a point guard.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean, yes.
Because when we hit the Final Four, I want to.
I know, yeah. I'm going to do that either way.
But I'm going to enjoy it more without a point guard.
I
know.
And again, like I said, I mean, this is a kid who, I mean, I think pro route is very much in play, too. So... By no means am I saying it's some kind of guarantee he's coming here, you know, but I mean, it's definitely one that you can't ignore.
Right.
I mean, if it's just been a random kid somewhere, it's like, but 5-star kid, Oregon, this late in the game, Louisville needs a point guard, Louisville has Josh Jamison. Louisville, I mean, it's like,
are you not allowed to make the joke like, oh, he's building their lap?
Yeah. It's like, man, we didn't have to pay a dime.
He just fell right in her lap.
Whatever you do, coach, don't say anything to the effect of him falling in her lap. And we didn't have to do anything to recruit him. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
Just sit back and let it happen. Well, plenty of stuff on the docket for the next hour. I'm going to have to excuse myself, gentlemen, and we're waiting on Nikki to do as normally, not play us out.
Not play us out. Yeah, we're just going to sit here and stare
and
at
him. And as much as I talked about it yesterday, you think he's made one adjustment to the speed
not
of
one.
The play out?
Not
you
one.
You think he's shortened the 15-second pause while we're trying to ask him to play
not
out?
Not a bit.
Do you think the play out music is on a hot key by now? Because we only use it once an hour every single show.
I don't think it's coming.
Every day of the week, we actually do the play out music, and here we are 45, 46,
maybe Fox doesn't play out,
48, 49, keep going. 10 o'clock is coming. 11 o'clock is coming. Before you know it, it's 11:30, and the Beer Nose piece will be here. Phil Baker is probably on his way right now getting gas and getting the little containers that you get so Marcus can be able to take some of the Beer Nose home, but we'll still be waiting on Nikki to find the music to play out to unless we get a new suggestion from one of the text line to come up with a new playout music. Maybe he doesn't like 3-6 Mafia. Maybe he doesn't like Memphis. Maybe Nikki has decided that. Midday's Marks Maven on 99 The Bell.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.